Wednesday, and it is wise with the Lord. Let us go before the Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly and gracious Father, we come before your throne truly humble, truly thankful for your goodness and for your loving kindness. We thank you for this call, Father God. We thank you for watching us over the night and keeping us in your safety. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. And Father God, we pray and ask that you will allow this call to go forth. We ask that you touch our minister that will be coming to give the word this morning. We pray that you will touch their vocal cords and that their speech will be clear. We pray that the call will go forth with clarity, O God. We thank you for our founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to bless them and keep them in your loving care. Now, Father God, we thank you for the healing that is taking place, Father God, for those dear loved ones that we are calling out their names. We thank you for what you're doing in the life of Sister Joni, Lord God. We ask that you minister in a special way. We thank you for all of our bereaved families, those that are experiencing loved ones who have made their transition. We ask that you continue to minister to them in a special way. Lord, we thank you and bless you for a new year, how we crossed over to a new year. We thank you for your faithfulness in 2014, and now we are looking for great and exciting things in this new year. Now, Father God, we thank you for the breath in our bodies to give you praise, to worship you, and to thank you for all that you're doing in our lives individually and collectively on this master's call. Now, Father God, we serve to the enemy, to the devil, that you have no place on this call, that this call, there will be no drop calls, there will be no interruption, but all of us who have ears to hear the word of God will be in tune. So we thank you and we bless you. We love you and we thank you. And now, in Jesus' name, we ask all these things, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. I pray that you not only operate in wisdom today, but throughout your life. Make wisdom the principal thing in your life. And now I will turn the call over to Minister LaShawn, who's the host today. Minister LaShawn, are you on the line?
Good morning, and can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless
you,
and
for
I
you,
love
Minister
you.
Nita. I love you more, and thank you so much for all your support and loving words. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware by ways of New York City, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And as Minister Ada shared, today is Operating in Wisdom Wednesday. We are doing only things that God has ordained us to do. As we were taught in a lesson from Pastor Vanessa, we like to do things, but if it's not a God-ordained plan, it should not happen. So we're just excited in the Lord today that we know the difference between what's good and what is wise. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome you once, twice, and the third time. And for those who are joining us for the very first time, we are just elated that you said yes to the Master today, and we hope that you continue to call in this beloved call. This call has been blessed, it is anointed, it has been ordained, and we want you to hear the good news of Christ. So a little bit about this call. This call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious, beautiful women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, as well as Dr. P.K. Roberts, affectionately known as Dr. Dimples the Motivator. And what's so exciting about this call is that they listened to God and they listened to the mandate and they did it exactly the way God told them to do it. So first, he gave them a mission statement. And the mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And if you visit our website, www.themasterscall.net, you will hear archived messages, and you will see exactly why we have been empowered, enriched, and enhanced as believers. God also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, and that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call off in prayer. And we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know that God's mighty, mighty blessings rain down on us when we live our life steadfast in prayer. So that's an exciting, exciting thing to know. That is a wonderful thing that God has promised to us, and we are just standing on that promise. And this call has gone uninterrupted Monday through Friday, including holidays. So that is why this call is so ordained and awesome. We do not take a break, because God does not take a break with us. Now, immediately following this call is the MMC call. That is the morning motivational call. And that call is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, as well as other movers and shakers and artistpreneurs that are out there. So if you want to get motivated, if you want to get excited about your business, like Platinum President Marie Preston says, a closed mouth is a closed business, you want to make sure that you are on this call. And that call is none other than area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. So you may say, well, wait a minute, what exactly is a Platinum President, and what does that have to do with a prayer call, and what is Artist International, and what? I don't know who Dorothy Cook is. Well, I'm glad that you asked. This is a wonderful, wonderful company called Artist International. And Artist International is a Christian-based health and wellness company that we all belong to. And we want to share the good news about Artist, because not only is it reshaping and redefining, but it's helping people with weight loss, it's helping people with health issues, and it's also changing the mindset of many, which giving them the opportunity to change their zip code and add some zeros to their bank account. Now, we can't make medical claims or financial claims, but when you know what you know what you know that Artist International is a company that you want to learn more about. So I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call, whether it was on your social media page, whether it was through a text message, or if you just happen to hear about it word of mouth. It would be a great thing for you to go back to them and let them know that you are interested in knowing more about Artist International. And today is day number 10 for our Artist Corporate Fast. We are praying for unification and agape, unconditional love operating in every organization throughout Artist International. And we know that God is not a respecter of persons, and neither should we be. So we want to bind up evil spirits of division, gossip, unrepentance, lying, tongues, greed, etc. So we are doing God's work together. We are participating in the Daniel Fast, which started January 5th, and you still have time to jump on, because we are finished February 13th. This is not a diet. This is not something to lose weight. This is for us to lose all strongholds and break yokes. So join us. We encourage you to jump on. Don't worry if you didn't start with us. It's all about how you end and how you finish strong. So again, day number 10 for our Artist Corporate Fast. There's so many more things I want to share with you, so I encourage you to go to www.themasterscall.net to read announcements, to read and hear about the archives that took place from yesterday and beyond, and just so much more. But I will say, before I bring the minister of the hour on, if you are interested, if God has told you that it's time for you to become a host, for you to become a prayer intercessor, or for you just to drop a line to us with your prayer requests, testimonies, or praise reports, we encourage you to use our email or our interactive website. But our email is info@themasterscall.net. There, Pastor Vanessa and or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back to you and let you know what your next moves are. So it is preaching time. I am so excited to bring this wonderful woman of God on the line, Minister Brenda Terrell, one of the sweetest women on this side of heaven. I tell you, she was brought up in the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic, but she took her wings and knew that God had something for her, and despite the challenges that she went through, despite the things that she has endured, she knew that God has always been a part of her life. And her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16, but that did not stop her faith and belief in God. She graduated on honor roll. She also got her associates in business, and then she married the apple of her eye and the love of her life, Freddie Terrell, and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church under Pastor Sherman Gray. She has been spirit-filled with the Baptist Church and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth, women's ministry, and she is known to encourage others in their gifts. Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children and a grandmother of 3 grandsons, Jair, Brent, and Brendan. And throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in so many aspects, from deliverance to healing, inclusive of herself when she was attacked twice by stroke symptoms. But God is so good, and he delivered her from that. So if you want to know more about Minister Brenda, I encourage you to go to our website. But I'm about to move out the way so I can hear, thus saith the Lord. Are you there, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Take it away. God bless.
And God bless you. I love you, my sister. And I tell you, thank you. Thank you for that gracious introduction. And I want to thank also Minister Ada, because I'm going, oh, my goodness, she's going to teach the word. I tell you, she did the first half of it, because believe it or not, I'm going to talk about wisdom this morning. Praise God. So I want to say thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for your opening arms to accept me as one of the speakers this morning. And I give God praise and glory. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to serve you and serve your people. Father, we glorify you, and I say it's no longer I, but Christ that lives within me. So, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Again, believe it or not, speaking on wisdom. So, yes, operating in Wisdom Wednesday. I thank God for these powerful women of God and that I serve with, and I glorify him for using us all as his tools. You know, Psalms 111:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, wisdom is generally understood as the capacity to correctly apply knowledge acquired through life's experiences. And people usually think of older people are wise, and that's not necessarily so. They are only wise to the degree that they have learned to rightly apply knowledge in various areas of life. The so-called scientific method is essentially trial and error, and often repeated errors. Most people stumble through life and learn by this method, but there is a better way. Solomon asked God, so give your son a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. And then you have Proverbs 3:13 that says, blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. This wisdom consists not in the depths of science and learning, but in the fear of the Lord. Godly wisdom is that which only God can give. Godly wisdom is the knowledge of God as he is seen in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we receive the wisdom of God, wisdom which comes from receiving the gospel of Christ, will produce the fear of the Lord in the heart of every believer. Now, the difference between intellectual wisdom and and godly wisdom. You have the wisdom of the unsaved that resides only in his head. Godly wisdom is seated in the believer's heart. Worldly wisdom enlarges the mind and directs the conduct in things relating to time. Godly wisdom informs and regulates the soul in reference to eternity. Intellectual wisdom may be attained through the study of books and materialistic means. Godly wisdom existed when God created the heavens and the earth. Selah. Think about that. Therefore, it requires more. So let's start with one part. First, let's say a person must be sincere in order to receive godly wisdom. The person that has no desire to obey the word of God will find some reason to dispute the plainest instructions. The Pharisees of old, they remained ignorant of truth because they loved darkness rather than light. They went around knowing that they knew the word of God and they knew the scriptures and what the word said and what have you. But it is essential that we honor God's word and hide his commandments with us as a precious jewel which we desire to possess and keep. Secondly, a person must seek godly wisdom with diligence. You know, the first place, when we seek wisdom, we seek it in God's word. And then with proven leadership within the church, such as our pastors and our elders, and then there are other solid, successful business people within the church family that can offer tried and tested wisdom. Once one has received wisdom, don't let it go. That's what Proverbs 4 tells us. Don't let it go. Keep her, for she is your life. It is one thing to hear the gospel with the ear, but we must also apply its truth to our heart. Again, searching and meditating on God's word daily, applying them to our minds and our hearts. Wisdom in Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principle. The supreme are the key thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Then we have the thirdly, a person must seek godly wisdom through prayer. In James 1 and 5, it encourages to seek wisdom. And it tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. The Lord will bless those who are willing to apply the means of obtaining godly wisdom. So, if we are sincere, he will open our eyes. You could go to John 7:17. And then if we are diligent, he will reveal himself to us. Praise God. There's nothing like giving revelation while you're seeking God. He shows you and he directs you. And then he tells you plainly what's about to happen. Just like I had no idea that Ada was going to tag this day operating in Wisdom Wednesday. But look at God. He revealed it to her so because he knew that he was telling me to speak on wisdom today. Praise God. If we are persevering in prayer, he will give us liberally. That's what James 1 and 5 tells us. And you can meditate on that. How he will liberally, he will openly give us wisdom. Now, when it comes to the Bible, wisdom is correctly applying the knowledge of God's word. In the book of Proverbs, it's full of a treasure chest. It's a treasure chest of wisdom. You see wisdom throughout that book. where it's telling us wisdom is key. Wisdom does this. Wisdom does that. Other people's problems are due to a lack of wisdom. And trusting God in hard times becomes uncomplicated and more manageable when one realizes that the best way to solve a problem is to get wisdom. You know, Job 28:18 tells us that coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. Wisdom has value above currency or any precious metals or stones. Those who love wisdom and diligently seek wisdom can learn the principles of what it takes to acquire and accumulate wealth. Think about that. God will direct you through wisdom. He will show you different ways of accumulating wealth and how to handle that wealth. Because you notice people can receive millions and millions in the lottery and have you. You know, you have people that are in the forefront of the world, in Hollywood, and they receive all this money and what have you, and then next thing you know, they're broke. They weren't wise with it. But God, when we seek God and ask for his wisdom, he will show us and direct us how to handle what we get. And he will sustain us in the midst of it. And then we won't end up having money as our source. We'll look at money. Oh, money does everything for us. Money is not evil. It's not evil in itself. It's only when someone loves money more than God. That's when money becomes evil, because then you're worshiping money rather than God. So God's word guarantees that the godly wisdom can lead us on to prosperity. Now, in conclusion, I want you to know that the Lord will abundantly, he will abundantly bless those who diligently seek him and seek wisdom. He tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else, everything, will be added. So when you think about it, in the beginning when God created heaven and earth, wisdom says, I was there. So it took wisdom to put everything in place. And when you look at it at the end, wisdom will be there. I don't know if you ever seen anyone that transitions from this earth on into glory. But I truly believe that wisdom is there, because God, in his ultimate, miraculous power, he allows a person, I believe, to accept him, to see him, and to say, yes, Lord, I receive you. If they had not accepted the Lord as their Savior, I believe with all my might that wisdom intervenes, and the person has the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. So the person that is actively and prayerfully searching for divine truth will be given the ability to discern within the wisdom and knowledge of God. Realize that the Lord will not allow us to seek godly wisdom in vain. When we draw near to him, he will draw nigh to us. So let me close with this. Wisdom creates. Wisdom restores. Wisdom protects. Wisdom fulfills. And then wisdom sustains. TMC family, I want to thank you for the opportunity, and may the wisdom of God overtake you, and you seek him as you seek him daily in this 2015. God bless you. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Praise God for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, praise God. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't muted. What a powerful, powerful word. I just bless God for giving you that word as well as giving Minister Ada what to set us off with and how to start it off with godly wisdom. We are going to call you back onto the line for after the put a closing benediction after we lift our prayer request. So we're about to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for wisdom. We want to thank you for the opportunity for us to listen to what it is that you have to say and not what we want to say, Lord. We just want to thank you for this call, the master's call. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given Dr. P.K. Roberts as well as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the co-founders of this call. Lord, thank you for the God-ordained wisdom that they took, that they were able to create this call on your behalf, Lord. We just want to say thank you for the wisdom that you gave the Diaz de Leon family when they started Artists International. Father, you knew far long in advance before you gave us the mission, what it was that you had in mind to accomplish. So we just want to say thank you. And Father, as we lift these prayer requests up, spoken and unspoken, we just want to thank you for the wisdom and the comfort, the strength and the healing in advance. Father, as we lift up Evelyn Shaw in prayer and her son Duran as he's in a coma, but we know, Lord, that a coma is a name that must bow down to the authorities in Jesus, and because of that, we are declaring that he is healed, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're healing Reggie's dad, James Flanagan, as well as Joni and Marie Preston's mom, Lord. We thank you that you've given us wisdom and for us to trust and know that you are God and God all by yourself and that there are no mistakes, and we thank you, Lord, for the comfort, and we thank you for the healing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they are testimonies and that they're able to be your pillar of strength, Lord. So when doctors look at them and wonder, how did that happen? They'll know how to go straight to you. Father, we just want to thank you for healing power, all that you are doing in Jehovah Rapha, Lord, healing. We thank you for Aaron's father and total complete healing. We thank you for Greg Owens and his total complete healing. And we thank you for the Trotter family who just had a home going for Tara. We thank you, Lord, for the healing and the comfort for Aaron and her four children. God, we just thank you, and we know that you're going to wrap your ever-loving arms around them, Lord, and let them know that all is well and will be well, Father. We just want to thank you for Siobhan, and even though she had a homegoing in celebration of her niece, we know that there will be peace within the family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the family and the children will experience peace on your behalf, Father. We just want to thank you for Siobhan's voice remaining strong during her presentation Saturday, God, and we just know that the family has been touched by love as they celebrated the homegoing service. And Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for healing Deborah's aunt, Dodora, from infections from a wound. And God, we just thank you for the strength that you have given to her and her sister and her mom, Lord. And we just want to thank you for strengthening and healing her foot as well, God, because we know that there's no respecter of character. So if you've done it before, you're going to do it again. And if you've done it for one, you will do it for all that believe in your son, Jesus Christ. So we just want to thank you. And God, we just put a prayer up for the return of Nefertari Trader, Lord, who was abducted from her family 3 months ago. Lord, you know what is going on, so we just ask for a safe return or for comfort, whichever one it is, God, we just thank you in advance. And Lord, as you grant us wisdom, thank you for giving Deborah the right connections for mentoring and coaching. Thank you for Minister Ada and Doug knowing which ministries and which business ventures to take part of, Lord. And we just thank you for the favor and finances for those who are going to the Artist Empowerment Conference, Lord. And we just want to thank you for the Hotel DuPont for blessing the homeless people over this frigid weekend and giving them the wisdom to know that what they do to the least of thee is done to you. So, Father, as we close this prayer, we just want to thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you are doing. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and be that great minister in China Marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus joy, letting them know that you are a Christian, not by what you do, by what you say. Remember, we are on the 10th day of our fast, and we invite you to join us. Go to www.themasterscall.net for more information. And we also encourage you to jump on the call, the MMC call, which takes place directly after this one, 8:30 in the morning, Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 out there on the West Coast. That number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. And again, we encourage you to go to our website, read the announcements, hear our archives, and sow a seed into Pastor Everett's ministry, Jehovah Jireh Ministries, as they suffered devastation through the weather conditions at the end of last year. Any sowing of a blessing will be helpful and so welcome and appreciated. So we thank you. Minister Ada, wow, wow, wow. Thank you for greeting and seeding God's children with such Jesus joy. Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK, thank you for your yes. And Minister Brenda, that powerful, powerful word. We want to bring you back on now for our closing benediction.
Father God, we thank you for giving us the wisdom that we will operate in wisdom throughout 2015. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen.